Ve'ile ha'mishpoti ma'ashetosim nifneim. So here the parasha begins, a continuation of ha'sinai, ve'ile, says Rashi, ve'ile is continue, af'ile mi'sinai. Ve'ile ha'mishpoti ma'ashetosim nifneim. What does it mean, ashetosim lifneim? You shall place in front of them. What's tosim? Okay, says Rashi, Omala HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, Bein leisar le'adat choleima, don't have even any fleeting thought to say, Eshne lehem ha'perik v'alocha beis gimel po'amim. I'll teach them these halachas once or twice. Ad shetehei sedor b'fihem. K'mishnosu. That it should just be, you know, it should be organized in their mouths, like the way they learn it. And not go into the explanations and the details and the reasons behind it. So don't think that. Don't just teach it to them and think you get away with not explaining to them all the ins and outs. Nope. That's why I said you put in front of them. What's put in front of them? Literally, like a laid table. And it's prepared to eat for people. So this Shulchan Aruch is a very interesting moshul. It's like a table, you actually see food in front of you. But what is the concept of Shulchan Aruch? Furthermore, why is Rashi Sabaz Ashutosim Nifnei? This is basically an Erevin. And the Sif Sachom explains, because everywhere else in the Torah, it says, Pasuk says, Dabel b'nei sova marta leim. Dabel v'marta means twice. You have to say it once and twice. Here it doesn't say dibor, dabel v'marta. It says asher tosim lifneim, put in front of them. So here we have a different level, different quality of mitzvahs that you can't just teach. You have to explain and go into detail. Yes.
But the mishpatim are those laws that even if the Torah weren't given, the Umas HaOlam would come and say, it's rational. So why davka these?
Exactly. That's my next point. This is not chukim. These are not things that were beyond our understanding. These are all very moral, understandable, logical, basic needs within a society, within a community to do. And therefore, what is this going into more and more? It's very understandable. Even there's plenty of societies that haven't had Moshe Rabbeinu teaching them. We'll get to the answer soon. Yes. But there's plenty of good people around as well who these things make sense. Kesav salves army to lend money. All these things make sense. So why is it over here that you have to go into much more detail? And furthermore, we are a nation of Nasa Venishma. You tell us to do something, we do it. You have to explain to us and why and the who and the when. Why is that necessary? Furthermore, what's very interesting is that the beginning of all the mitzvahs. Okay, you had the Seres Dibros, which is historical. This now going into the mitzvah, Parshas Mishpat, the beginning of the mitzvahs. It begins with an Eved Ivri, which is a very distasteful mitzvah. Very distasteful. We're dealing with a man who stole, and he can't afford to pay back, and therefore he's got to be sold into servitude, he's got to be sold into as an Eved. We're not dealing here with the good people, we're dealing here with the bad people. Yes, the good people want to bring him into the home and educate him and rehabilitate him and bring him into the feeling of ketov le'imach, they're good to him. Yes, but we're dealing here with a very distasteful person. Why begin with a mitzvah that really is distasteful? And furthermore, it's very irrelevant at this stage, because the dinim of Avodim only applies in the time of Yovel. The Gemara says that's 103 years later. Only 103 years later actually existed Yovel, Gemara in Kedushin. And therefore, why bring in this mitzvah, begin with a mitzvah of Eved Ivri, which is completely irrelevant? Talk of mitzvah of lending money, after Reichel Kameicha, all very nice. Furthermore, what's furthermore interesting is that these mitzvahs are mitzvahs ben Adam Lechaveiro. Yeah? In Shulchan Aruch, the way we have our Shulchan Aruch, what do we begin with? Aruchaim. Aruchaim is a Hilchus Tefillin, Hilchus Mezuzah, Hilchus Kriya Shema, Hilchus Shmona Esrei, Hilchus Shabbos, Hilchus Yontov. Yeah, Aruchaim, Yeridea, Evan Ezeh, and then Choshen Mishpat. All the way at the end of Shulchan Aruch comes Choshen Mishpat, the Halachas Ben Adon HaChaveiro. So why, when it comes to the Torah, do we begin with the halachas of Chesh Mishpat? And when we have a Shulchan Aruch, we have Chesh Mishpat right at the end of our way of living. We have everything first. Why is that? What's the reason behind that? So my Rebbe, Reb Chaim Kaufman, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, is a tremendously great person. He was a chavrusa for many years with Rav Matisyahu Salomon, who passed away. And he wrote a beautiful hakdama to his sefer, Mishchas Shemen. And he writes on the parasha, and he says something very, very profound. And he says that when it comes to ben odom namakim, how to shake a lulav, we're told how to shake it. You don't have to have an emotional attachment necessarily to the lulav. It's nice if you really get emotional and you really abaruch es adom. Yes, but you don't have to have. That's not a chedek of the mitzvah. He says when it comes to though a ben odom lechaveroi, there's a whole different understanding here, and this is based on a Yishalmi. Now, Yishalmi brings in Rosh Hashanah, in Daf Chof on the base, it's really Perik Shlishi, Mitzvah Hei, the Gemara says, that Asi Kehi de Omer of Hilo, Leinen Shu Yisrael Ela Parshu Shlua Chavadim, sorry, it says beforehand, that Asi Kehi de Omer Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yitzchok, Vedabe Hashem Al Meishav Al Aram Yitzavim Al Bnei Yisrael, Tavim Al Bnei Yisrael, Amat Sivom, A Parshu Shlua Chavadim. What is he going on? Listen to this, fascinating. This is a Pasuk, in Perik Vav, Posuk Yud Gimel. Perik Vav, Posuk Yud Gimel. Vaydaber Hashem al Meishev al Aroin, vaytzavim el bnei Yisrael. Vaytzavim el bnei Yisrael, ve'el parim melech Mitzrayim, lohoitzi es bnei Yisrael meretz Mitzrayim. What's the Posuk saying? Hashem spoke to Moshe and Aaron, vaytzavim, and commanded them el bnei Yisrael, to the Klal Yisrael, ve'el parim melech Mitzrayim. What's he commanding Klal Yisrael? What tzivui was there that he's commanding them? What tzivui was there? Says the Yishalmi that Tzivui was to send out Avodim. In other words, when you have an Eved, and you have an Eved Ivri, and there's a time for him to go, don't think they have any right to hold him back. You know, you have to release him in the right time. After 6 years, you have to release him, and you've got to release him with a Hanukkah, and you've got to be good to him. And it gave him all the parasha of Avodim in Mitzrayim, which means, if anyone asks you, according to the Yishalmi, what was the first mitzvah Klal Yisrael were given as a nation? It wasn't a Chedesh Azelachem, it wasn't Rosh Chedesh, it wasn't Korban Pesach, it was a mitzvah of releasing Avodim. Not only that, the Navi says in Yirmiya, a very, very strong language, much as in Yirmiya, it says, Koyama Hashem, Anoichi Kirasi Bris is Avisechem, I cut a covenant with your forefathers, but Yoyim Hoitzia Eshe, Oysam Eres Mitzrayim, Ebeis Avodim, when they're leaving Mitzrayim, because you go through all the hilchot halachos of sending out an eved. Therefore, the Navi says, you know why you're going into Golus? Because when you're leaving Mitzrayim, I gave them the mitzvah of sending out Avodim, and I did not follow through with this mitzvah. Ask Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, and ask Reb Chaim, my Rebbe Reb Chaim, what is going on here? Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu give them the mitzvah while they're still in the Avdus? They're still suffering slavery in Mitzrayim. They're not even thinking about doing mitzvahs, becoming free people. They're stuck deep in the Golos of Mitzrayim. And there you're told about when you own Avodim, you got to free them and you got to release them and do it in a nice way. And not only that, later on they didn't do it, and that's why they got Tchai Golos for that. Why is it so terrible? The answer is, because Ben Adam Lechaveroi is different than Ben Adam Lamakum. Ben Adam Lechaveroi is not just understanding what the mitzvah obliges you to do. It's the mitzvah is understanding the background behind the mitzvah. In other words, it's not about just a person wants tzedakah, here's 5 shekel. It's understanding why is this person in that need. Try and understand what that person is going through. Get to understand the time of Avodim beforehand. It's not emoi varmato. Do it, nasi v'nishma, just follow through the mitzvah, that's it, I'm okay. It's not, ashitosim lifnei means put it in front of him like a shulchan aruch. What's a shulchan aruch? You try and explain to somebody what ice cream tastes like. You have no idea. Put it in front of him and taste it. When a fellow knocks at your door and asks you for help, or whatever it may be, be it ashitosim flame, have it in front of you, taste a little bit what that person is going through. Understand the concept of what a person is suffering from. There's a maisa, I think it was Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, a woman came to him on Erev Pesach, an almona, and she asked him if she's allowed to make arba kosas on milk, because it's chamar medina. So Chesed Chaim Sonnenfeld says, yes, you are. But he gave her a large amount of money by some wine. So Tamidim said to him, Rebbe, you know, how much does wine cost? He gave him such a large amount of money. So he said, if a woman's coming to ask me if she can make arba kesos on milk, I mean, she doesn't have meat either. So let's here's some money for some meat as well.
There's so many in Europe. Okay.
Wherever it may be. Yeah. But the story is a good story, right? In other words, the idea behind this is to understand, Ashutosim Lifneihem is Keshulchan Oruch. Keshulchan Oruch. Keshulchan Oruch means a table in front of you. Therefore, why were Klal Yisrael commanded that in Mitzrayim? Because it's very easy for them to understand what an Eved is going through at that moment in time. Right now, I'm an Eved. What am I suffering from? What do I need? How would I be made feel better in this situation? Right now, I'm Mitzrayim. I'm an Eved. How do I want to make sure that my Avodim are treated? And therefore, before you become a Jew, before you come everything else, Derech Eretz Kodma LaTorah, before everything, understand Ashutosim Fneim, that what is needed from you, and therefore in Mitzrayim, before there were even Jews, that was what the feeling is. You know what the difference is between a person who, a gvir, a wealthy man who has asked for money, and this man has been always being brought up in the lap of luxury, he's inherited generation after generation of wealthy people, and somebody asks him, you know, I'm making chasta for my daughter, you know, I haven't got money. Okay, you know, so he gives him $50 and Hatzalcha Rabba, Gzumtai. But imagine this person was in that situation himself, and he didn't have money. Erev Chassi doesn't have money to pay for the caterer, doesn't have money to pay for the clothes, and the children, you know, Tati can have to buy some new clothes. Maybe somebody's going to give me more money to buy new shoes tomorrow, otherwise you've got to go with the old sandals. And he knows what it's like. And the time he comes and asks him, and says, listen, I'm marrying off my daughter, it's going to be a different experience. He's going to know what it's like. I tell you, Aschatosiani Masker Hayoim, you know, when I used to stand by bus stops before I got my car, right? And then at Porsche, I got my car, and then I saw people standing in the rain. I gave people a lot of lifts, a lot of rides. You see them thing, I gave them rides. You have your car for a few years, you don't see them as much, and that, why? Because the idea is Aschatosian thing, you've got to see what the suffer, how grateful I would have been if somebody would have given me a ride. So Ashutosim Lifneim is like a Shulchan Aruch. What's a Shulchan Aruch? And this is my vote. A Shulchan Aruch, you start off with Aruch Chaim Yoder Choshe Mishpot. Why do you go through Choshe Mishpot opposite to the order of the Torah? Because Choshe Mishpot ultimately is what's most important. It's what's most important. But you can't get to a Choshe Mishpot like a Goy. You got to come to Choshe Mishpot like a Yid. You got to go through Aruch Chaim Yodea Evin Ezer and then come to Choshe Mishpot. Don't come to Choshe Mishpot believing what's your rights in court. Understand that this person is a Yid and he's suffering and he needs help and be Mavata and don't come to Beis Din and be like a Yid. And therefore you've got to go through all the others before you come to Choshe Mishpot. So Torah says Choshe Mishpot is most important, but you go through the whole Shulchan Aruch till you come to Choshe Mishpot to learn the Choshe Mishpot like Jews supposed to learn Choshe Mishpot. That's how Ashutosim Lifneihem. So I'm going to finish off with a Meridig story, a fantastic story. Reb Shach, Zeicher Tzadik Livracha, once called his grandchild early in the morning and said to him, you know, we've got to go somewhere. He said, Zaidi, it's freezing cold outside, it's rain. You know, really got to go somewhere? Yes, you got to go somewhere. I've said the story before, but it's such a fantastic story. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he says, where you got to go? We've got to go to Levaya. He said, I read in the Ated this morning, I didn't see any Gedolim who Nifta, I didn't say anything. You got to go to Levaya. Where? He gives an address. It's Levaya in Chadera somewhere. He goes there, there's about 10 people there, he's like the last one for the minyan, there's a few old people coming together, and Rav Shach comes out of the car, don't even know who Rav Shach is at all, and he's in the star of the umbrella, and he stands outside. Okay, he has a levaya, and there's people there, they're no Kaddish, not no Kaddish, anyway, because it obviously was not a very high profile levaya. He gets back into the car, and the grandson says to Zaidi, who is this? It's an Ishkafa, it doesn't matter. Anyway, a few minutes later, he pulls over, and it starts raining, and it's pouring, and it's cold. He says, stop the car, I want to get out a minute. What time is it, Marav, by the way, quarter to?
Quarter to.
Yeah, so I want to get out a minute. Anyway, so he steps out of the car, and there's torrential rain, and there's winds blowing, and mamish, unbelievable. And he stands there outside the car for 5 minutes, and his grandson says, no, Zaidi, come back in. No, standing here. After 5 minutes, he comes in, his hat is dripping, his clothes are wet, he's freezing cold, he's shivering. So he said, oh, okay, now we can go. He said, what's the story? What's happening here? So I'll tell you, I was in my yeshiva. I forgot which yeshiva it was. And I was sitting there, and I was a very poor boy. And, you know, I was nobody very important there in yeshiva. And they gave me to sleep. The good bochrim went to sleep in beds. And the young bochrim, the ones they slept on benches in the base of Medrash, slept on, and it was freezing cold. And it was so cold that I couldn't sleep. And if I couldn't sleep, I couldn't learn. And if I couldn't learn, I was getting depressed. My uncle sent me a letter. And he said to me, I have a factory. Yeah, and I'll give you a nice parnasa. You'll be able to, Be'ez Hashem, get married. And Be'ez Hashem, you have a family. You have to support them. Join me. I haven't got children. Join me in my business. And I was packing my bags. And that was it. Finished. It's over. I'm going to go and join my uncle's business. Just as I'm about to go to my room, there's this truck, whatever this truck or this horse, I don't know exactly what happened was, pulls out to the yeshiva, and there's a young woman there who came. Her husband had a factory for bedding, for eiderdowns and feather bedding. And he said, anybody, any bocher who wants a bedding? So the boys stood up in line, lined up in line, and they got a cushion and they got a thick cover. And he said, I took that cover from that thing. I said, you know what? Let's give it another try. He said, I slept that night. Ah, me'einoy lemhaba. Wow, I was warm. And then I went to the base of Medrash and I was able to learn. Ah, and that day was mamish fantastic. I said, you know what? It's not bad here at all. I carry on learning. And he carried on learning and he became Reb Shach. He said, you know who that woman was? The woman who was nifta tonight. That was that woman. The woman who was nifta tonight. She was a young woman who gave out these cushions. And you know why I went to Levi for Koros HaToiv? But I stood at the Levi and I didn't know whether I had enough of Koros HaToiv. So I got out of the car and I wanted to feel that cold for a few minutes to remember what it's like as a 14-year-old boy in yeshiva to have that rain dripping down me, to feel that cold, and then to realize, to get back into the thing and to realize, how warm things are up, and to have that proper Koros HaToiv. Ashatosim Lifnein does not mean to have, there's a halacha Koros HaToiv, I've got to go. Ashatosim Lifnein means to understand, to live into the other person, what the other person needs. The Pasuk talks about, for example, by a ganav, right? A ganav, it is dalad vehei, most dalad vehei, 4 or 5 times. If he has a ox, he has to pay 5 times the amount. If he has a sheep, he has 4 times the amount. Why? Because he has to carry it, and it's embarrassing for him. Really? Is he really embarrassed? He doesn't look very embarrassed. He's got a sheep round his thing. Baruch Hashem is doing very well. He's stolen the sheep. Successful raid. Things went well. Scarf. What's that?
Got a woolen scarf.
Yeah, organic woolen scarf. Yeah, this is fantastic. No, and he's really upset. And because of that, he doesn't have to pay the extra one. And you're feeling sorry for him. Sometimes a person doesn't even realize what they're suffering. Says Henoch Lebowitz. He doesn't even realize. He thinks he's so happy, he's not happy. Later on, he's really depressed. Yeah, because he did. And therefore, we as a Torah, we as Jew, has to understand why he is doing what he's doing, even if he doesn't understand himself, and give him off, because we have an obligation to understand his suffering to that extent. Do you know, we're living through very, very, very difficult times. We're living in very, very difficult times. And there's a limit to how much we can stretch ourselves to be able to understand the depth and breadth of what people are going through. But, you know, we're saying Tehillim, and they're saying Tehillim, but do we really understand, can we even imagine what it's like to have a child who's a hostage, or a husband who's a hostage? Can you imagine what it's like to go into a bedroom where these people are, where there's an empty cold room, where there's an empty bed? Where every time the phone rings, you don't know what's going to be. When every time there's a knock at the door, you're not sure if it's good news or bad news. Every time you turn on the radio, you're not sure whether, you know, each person with their garbage are coming with their commentary, whether you should, whether you shouldn't. They're relying on this, I won't even say animal, but this monster who goes. Can you imagine what suffering these people are going through? Can you imagine what suffering it is where people never lost somebody? We have to, you know, somebody loses a child in war, and a person hasn't. You say, I know it. I can imagine what it feels like. You can't imagine what it feels like. You have no idea. You can try and understand a little bit for a moment, just trying to get into his head, understand what he needs. Ashatosim lifneim like a Shulchan Aruch. A Shulchan Aruch means that, yes, every healthy society in the world has a way of behaving and a way of dealing with society, but it's not the way we deal with the Shulchan Aruch. We Shulchan Aruch is, we've got to come to Shulchan Mishpat with the Or Chaim, Yeredeya, Evan Ezer. We've got to come to the Shulchan Aruch of Ashitosim Nifneim, understand what each and every person is going through and try and understand a little bit. You know, there's a story of Shlomo Zalman. Let's finish off with a story. Shlomo Zalman had somebody asked him a shayla. They had somebody in the building who had a newborn child, and the husband wanted to call the child after his father, Yankel. And the wife came, said, "I don't need to call the child Yankel. Why not? Because there's somebody in the building who's called Yankel who died very young, and then she feels it's bad. It's bad muzzle. It's bad muzzle." So he came to Shlomo Zalman. What should we do? Shlomo Zalman said, "You know what you should do? Don't call after your father. Don't call it your uncle." He says, "Why not? It's my father's name. It's within the year. Fantastic thing." He says, "You know why? Because one day you're going to be calling out the street and say, Yankel, Yankel, come home, come home." And it's going to give the mother a shtoch. It's going to give the mother things. She's going to think, "Oh, my uncle. That's called Eilin Shmosai. Is that for your father? That's not for your father. That's not the way a Jew thinks. A Jew thinks, Ashatosim Nifneim, understanding what the other person's going through, to commiserate, to empathize, to sympathize, to live the other person's pain. And Be'ezus Hashem, Ashatosim Nifneim, we'll be free like an Eved Ivri. We shouldn't learn the messages, miss the messages. We should be able to get out of the Golus by understanding what it means to be an Eved and to behave to other people like we want to behave to ourselves. Thank you.